This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The global death toll from the coronavirus has passed 3 million people amid repeated setbacks in the worldwide vaccination campaign and a deepening crisis in places such as Brazil, India, and France. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The tally by Johns Hopkins University shows more than 566,000 people in the United States have died of confirmed COVID-19 infections. But other countries have also suffered staggering tolls. Brazil is next on the list with more than 368,000 deaths, followed by Mexico, where more than 211,000 people have died, and India, where the toll has topped 175,000. The United Kingdom, Italy, Russia, and France have all seen more than 100,000 deaths. The world passed 2 million deaths just in January. I'm Ben Thomas.
The daughter of hunger-striking Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is calling on Russian authorities to allow a doctor to treat her father in prison. This comes a day after a group of medical professionals warned he is at risk of kidney failure. Navalny, a fierce opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, started refusing food on March 31st in protest at what he said was the refusal of prison authorities to provide him with proper medical care for acute back and leg pain. Meanwhile, allies of Navalny say they plan to stage what they have predicted would be the largest street protests in modern Russian history on April 21st to draw attention to Navalny's deteriorating health. For more information on any of today's top news stories or the latest on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com or download the easy-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel.